the name of God, the beneficent and the merciful. Welcome to Horizon Magazine. Hope you're all healthy and well. I'm your host, Mariam Harju. Media is all around us. From the shows, news, and movies we watch on television, the music we listen to on the radio, to the books and magazines we read each day. Therefore, it is fair to say that media has the power to influence society. Media can promote confidence or cause hopelessness in a country through news reports. It can empower citizenry to hold governments to account on development and governance. This is because the media is a bridge between the governing bodies and the general public.
Minister of Culture and Islamic Guidance, Muhammad Husseini, addressed the opening ceremony of the specialized exhibition of the performance and achievements of the Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance, stating that the ministry's activities are in line with Islamic and Iranian culture. The ceremony was held at Tehran Vahdat Hall in the presence of the Minister of Culture and Islamic Guidance, Muhammad Husseini, and a number of the high-ranking managers and deputies of the ministry, as well as artists. In his address, the culture minister highlighted the need for such exhibitions for the presentation of the cultural and artistic achievements of the ministry's managers and staff. He also added that it was necessary to hold the fair to bring to mind the efforts exerted by all the cultural activists in the ministry who have been neglected for a while. Husseini also underscored some of the activities of the Islamic Culture and Relations Organization and said the organization managed to carry out magnificent cultural projects in and outside of Iran under the 10th government administration. Sending 30 artistic groups from various provinces of the country to different countries of the world, holding 15 cultural weeks in other countries, increasing the number of Iran's cultural attachés in the world, establishing the Iranology and Islamology chamber on other countries, and expanding Quranic activities throughout the countries are just examples of the activities the organization arranged during the administration. He further named some of the innovative cultural moves under the 10th administration, like formation of the cinematic organization, formation of the Quranic department of the culture ministry, formation of the National Wear and Fashion Foundation, devising the Veteran Artists Institute, holding the International Persian Gulf Festival, issuing permission to countless Quranic institutes, newspaper and journals, praising poets, holding various poetry programs, praising prominent figures in various fields, cooperating with and supporting various cultural organization foundations, launching innumerable libraries as well as cultural centers, and offering services to literati and artists like different kinds of insurances and other social welfare services. At the end of his address, he mentioned the title of the new year as suggested by the Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, as the year of political and economic valor, and hoped the cultural activists will promote the spirit of sacrifice and bravery in the society.
In the name of God, I'm Mehran Faghani, Director of the Cultural and Arts Institute of Haft Rang, or Seven Colors, in the Mazandaran province. We have participated in this festival at an invitation by the Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance at the Center for Development of Cultural and Artistic Activities at the Painting section. We have displayed a number of works by our colleagues in illumination, miniature and carpet designing, and have managed to take a step, even though small, in introducing these arts. The Iranian art dates back not to several hundreds but thousands of years ago, and it has its roots in the folklore, culture and literature. In fact, the most Persian art stems from miniature, which is basically derived from the old styles, among which we can mention historical works. Shahnameh, the Persian poems, which have made this art better stand out and gradually represent itself as a complete art. The painting section includes different sections such as the old Isfahan, Tabriz and Herat schools, which increased tremendously in popularity after the gouache technique was implemented. Of course, in the Isfahan school, the crimson color is used. After the Safavid and Qajarid eras, it was more prevalently used, among which henna flower is the most significant one. In the old school, the focus of attention was small miniatures, illustration and graphics on books, which triggered creation of numerous books. Among the masters of the contemporary school, we can single out Master Behzad, who has fully taken advantage of the old school. Among the pioneers of contemporary realism school, we can mention the great master Mahmud Farshchian, who has created really impeccable works. The henna flower works are in place from the Seljuk, Safavid and Qajarid eras. They have differences with each other, but the process change has been slow during the time. At the end of the Safavid era, the birds were drawn with great accuracy and there were no major changes in this art after this period. There are differences in implementing the techniques as well. For example, in the Shiraz school, the flower petals are greater in number, and in other techniques, it is quite thinner. Later on, the henna flower technique became more popular in realistic works and also after the presence of oil paint, which was used in decoration of frames and tableaus, as well as binding the Holy Quran and other books. However, gouache and watercolor have been more frequently used in the contemporary art.
We've come to this section of our program of Horizon Magazine, in which we introduce Islamic websites. This week we have another website. It's called the World Forum for Proximity of Islamic Schools of Thought. We now have an interview with the webmaster of this site.
From the viewpoint of the World Forum of the Proximity of the Islamic Schools of Thought, proximity of Islamic schools of thought entails closeness of the followers of Islamic sects with the aim of getting acquainted with one another in order to attain religious brotherhood according to the principles and common goals of religion. Muslim unity entails cooperation among the followers of the schools of thought while adopting joint approaches to reach desired goals for the interests of the Muslim Ummah and confronting enemies of Islam.
We at the World Forum for Proximity of Islamic Schools of Thought, we're an organization which endeavors to unite Muslims throughout the world. And this organization was established in 1989 following the order or the advice of the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And actually, what the website endeavors to do is to bring together followers of different schools of thought in Islam. We recognize the schools of thought in Islam. I mean, Shias and Sunni Muslims, Sunnis from Shafi, Hanafi, Hanbali, Maliki, and also Shias from the Jafari sects. So actually, what this entails is bringing closer cooperation among the followers of schools of thought, while adapting joint approaches to reach the desired goals for the interests of the Muslim Ummah and confronting the enemies of Islam. So actually, briefly, what we have in our website, taqrib.info/English, we have a homepage which has the main topics, which include a section on insight, where we have scholarly articles on issues affecting Islamic unity. We also have a section which introduces the Islamic schools of thought, where we have, for instance, right now we have articles about Imam Jafar Sadiq, alayhi salam, and also we have articles on Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmed ibn Hanbal, and Imam Abu Hanifa. These are Imams of the Ahli Sunnah. And also we have sections where we have news about the world of Islam, and especially news regarding Muslim unity. And we have also a section on this website on proximity fatwas, you know, fatwas which or religious edicts which have been issued by scholars trying to bring together followers of different Islamic schools of thought. And we also have a section on the common heritage of Muslims, where we try to put articles which, signify the common background of Muslims in the world. And we also have, a special section on actually articles on issues of, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, the seerah of the Holy Prophet. Where right now in this section we have, for example, a section on the treaties and letters of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And we have also issues about the seerah and the political dimension of the life of the Holy Prophet. And apart from that, also that section, we also have another section in our website which introduces pioneers in the proximity of Islamic schools of thought, where we introduce various personalities who have endeavored, to bring together Muslims in the world. For instance, in this section, we have a biography of, Muhammad Abdu, who was an Egyptian religious scholar. We also have the biography of the former Turkish Prime Minister, Necmettin Erbakan, and Shahid Ayatollah Baqir al-Sadr. And also we have a section in our website where we have a digital library of the Forum for Proximity of Islamic Schools of Thought. And apart from that, also we have a section which links actually websites from websites which deal with issues of Islamic unity. And also we have actually a section which introduces also Islamic books. And I would also like to add that this website has been awarded various awards, and recently in the Digital Media Festival in Iran, it was among the leading websites, in Iran. And actually, special thanks will go to the head of the Secretary General of the World Forum for Proximity of Islamic Schools of Thought, Ayatollah Tashiri, who has actually, endeavored, bring out the best in this organization.
We hope you enjoyed Horizon Magazine so far. Please continue to be with us for the rest of our program.
رامین قنبری هستم. مدت 18 سال.
I'm Ramin Qanbari. It's about 18 years I'm doing calligraphy. I practice almost all common handwritings in Iran. I'm a holder of A-level degree in Nastaliq and Sol's handwritings and A-plus level degree in cursive Nastaliq. Currently, I'm working with Master Muhammad Haydari. In addition to Iranian handwritings, I'm seriously engaged in copperplate and Gothic handwritings. Just like Farsi, in which we have different styles of calligraphy, such as Nastaliq, Sol's, Naskh, etc., in Latin languages, there are also various calligraphy styles, such as copperplate, Gothic, etc. as well. Copperplate is a calligraphy style which dates back to the post-16th century, and the Gothic style rose in the 11th to 15th centuries. Since I took up calligraphy, many honorable masters have helped me in this field. Among them, I can mention Master Kaivan Sohrabi, who taught me the basics, Master Musa'id Qureshi in Sol's handwriting, Master Mujtaba Karami in Latin handwritings, and finally Master Muhammad Haydari, who taught me ethics and wisdom in addition to calligraphy. I would like to take this opportunity to sincerely thank all of them and express my gratitude. The current exhibition is entitled The Circle of Lovers, which includes 50 distinguished works in cursive Nastaliq handwriting by Master Muhammad Haydari and a number of his students with religious and literary themes. For this exhibition, we had some objectives and plans in sight, and fortunately we achieved all of them. Most of our artist colleagues who participated in this exhibition had come from different Iranian cities such as Tabriz, Tekab, Shiraz, Sari, and Tehran. This gallery was held with high qualities, and on the opening day, many outstanding artists with big names in the world of calligraphy were present, which was an encouragement for calligraphers. We can claim that we achieved all our goals we had previously set and recommendations and encouragements by great masters such as Master Kabuli, Master Haydari, Master Sabzekar, and others were really helpful. Personally, for me, these guidelines changed the trend and path to calligraphy. All those who participated in this exhibition had implemented lower tones, and for making variety in the works, I opted for tones of writing inscriptions. In cursive handwriting, usually lower tones are used to a lesser degree. The reason for that is the difficulty in writing that handwriting, but I gained some success in this field and managed to catch the attention of the masters. I hope you will see better works by me in this field in the future.
You can watch our latest programs and watch them live along with the latest news on our website at english.sahartv.ir.
The subject of the Pure Home was about the role of religion and its implications in well-being and health. The expert was Dr. Sayed Mohsen Fatemi, psychologist. He teaches in the Department of Psychology at Harvard University. He is also a registered psychologist and a keynote speaker at a number of international congresses. He has published a lot of books and also an author and has conducted seminars and workshops. He's also part of the advisory and editorial board of the American Psychological Association Encyclopedia of Critical Psychology. And also, this week's report was about disabled sport for men. And also this week's story was The Boosting Man from Masnavi by Molana, the great Iranian poet.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Pure Home. I am Atefe Sadadarbandi, the producer of this program. Pure Home is a live program which broadcasts every Sunday from Sahar Universal Network. We have different segments in our program. For example, the story of the week. We focus on the different stories from Islamic stories or folklore stories from Masnavi, Saadi, Marzbanname, Sandbodname, and many other Iranian books. And we also have reports in our program from different topics. But the most important part of our program is the part that we invite different guests to our program. They are experts that speak about different subjects, about family, about upbringing children, about psychological things, and many other issues. This week, our subject is the role of religion in the soul and the human life and the remedy of nihilism. Our expert is Dr. Sayed Mohsen Fatemi, who is a university professor in Harvard. He comes to Iran every 6 months and we invite him to our program. I hope you enjoy this program and our other programs.
I've had the pleasure of working with Sahar TV for a while. It's been a number of years that I've been invited as an expert in dealing in psychological issues. I've had a series of programs on the psychological analysis of family, issues like stress management, emotional intelligence, effective communication among family members, anger management, the impact of mindfulness for family members, how to enhance the performance of family members. Also today we talked about the impact and implications of religion for health and well-being, and we talked about a number of models including medical model, cultural social model, and a spiritual well-being. It's been a pleasure working with people down here. I think that the program can offer everybody a chance to reflect on some of the significant issues, and all of these issues can be of significant implications in terms of personal, interpersonal aspects of life. Sometimes you talk about intrapersonal issues where you have a focus on, for example, internal issues like confidence, like intrapersonal competencies, emotional management, self-awareness, initiative, sort of things that develop that sense of self-efficacy. And sometimes you talk about interpersonal competencies where you have a concentration on communication skills, conflict resolution, team building, collaboration and cooperation. These programs are they are intended to provide the audience with a solid understanding of some of the issues that are ongoing among family members or societal issues that can have an implication for our health and well-being.
In the program Insight, we discuss the scandal of the fluoride and its effects on white children, especially black children. The guest was Dr. Randy Short, member of Dignity and Human Rights and Peace Organization in Washington, D.C. The fluoride scandal has many other aspects to it, so watch the program and you will learn. For instance, Gerber is now selling an unfluoridated bottled water so parents of young babies won't use fluoride city water to mix infant milk formula.
Our viewers have emailed us with some comments and questions. We'll start with our first email from Farnaz from South Africa emailing. She said, I enjoyed your aid program very much, especially since it took place in an outdoor setting. The blossom tree really was beautiful and tied in with the topic of spring beautifully. Our second email is from Dawood from India, who said, thank you for the episodes regarding Nowruz. However, I'm aware that Nowruz has a very rich history. I wish that a portion of the program focused on the history of the Persian New Year. And finally, our last email is from Jale saying, the Nowruz programs were great. I sensed holiday spirit in the program. Thank you all so much for emailing. We hope that you continue to email us with your questions and comments. We look forward to reading them. Thank you very much.
رحمة للعالمين يا رسول الله.
Hope you'll join us again for next week. You can watch our program on Saturday, 2030 GMT. Please don't hesitate to email us at horizon@sahartv.ir. We look forward to seeing you again. For now, God bless.